This is On Location. I'm Tim Leitner. Today's episode comes to you on location from Georgia, Ohio, and Colorado. But first, On Location is produced by the NCO Communications Committee with special production assistance from Joe Mamlin and me. You can find our podcast on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, Breaker, iHeartRadio, and Radio Public, among others. So subscribe today on your favorite podcast service and tell all your friends. On today's program, Lisa Westfield, Enforcement Supervisor with Franklin County, Ohio Child Support Enforcement Agency, welcomes Maureen Leif, President of Grays Peak Strategies in Colorado, and John Hurst in Marietta, Georgia. They have a conversation about the upcoming NCIU offering, how it can help you understand the child support program a little deeper, increase your networking experience, and build your confidence. They also talk about the application process, what the committee looks for in choosing applicants, and how you can help your application to stand out. Learn who should apply and when to apply. It's going to be a great show, so stick around, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to this episode of On Location with NCIA. My name is Lisa Westfall, and I'm talking with John Hurst and Maureen. We're going to discuss the NCIU program today, since you two are the chairs of that NCIA committee. So what exactly is NCIU about? What can you two tell me about it?
I'll let John take this one.
Okay, I'll bat lead off today. But NCIU is really just an educational opportunity for leaders and emerging leaders in the child support community to expand their knowledge and improve their skills and their leadership roles, and really just become more familiar with different aspects of the child support program at kind of a high level, and just really great exposure.
What do you hope that the attendees will get out of NCIU?
Sure, I'll take this one. Well, one of the main focuses is that they not only learn about the child support program and dig a little deeper, but they'll also leave with some professional development skills, some add to their toolbox of leadership skills. One of the most prevalent takeaway that I've witnessed myself is that they really have a chance to network within the child support community. I had a funny story at NCIA Policy Forum this year. The night before the NCIU starts a couple of days before the actual Policy Forum conference starts. So the students had, or participants had been at the NCIU, and the night before the conference, I was in the bar talking with people and just chit-chatting, and a couple of the students walked in and they were so excited, and they both said that they didn't think they would have had the confidence or like felt comfortable coming into the bar with, you know, Tangela Gray's in there, and there's, you know, a lot of NCIA board members, and it was really nice that they came in and started introducing themselves. And so like that's like an immediate tangible impact, is that they had other people within the child support community to network and learn from. So I'm sure John can add to that.
Yeah, that's great. And I think it's really good, too, that you're doing research in the bar or at the policy forum. that's a great point. That's something else I would add to it. It's just kind of additional value to the NCIU program. It's just the opportunity for the attendees to not only, you know, gain the course material information, but just that networking experience. And then, again, like you said, Maureen, that building confidence in their networking skills and abilities, I know when I went through it in 2018, I think at that time I was had just become a deputy director in Georgia and was very green in that role and very nervous and still kind of in awe of being around different people in the child support community who I kind of viewed as exceptional leaders and sort of trendsetters and trailblazers and things like that. So anytime I had exposure to be around some of those folks, it was just a great opportunity for professional development and growth. And the NCU program is a great stepping stone in that direction. I think that's one of the great values is just, like I said, that networking, but also just the exposure to the instructors that are in the NCU programs. Again, these are child support giants, typically, who have been in the program for many, many years and have been those trailblazers, like I mentioned before. And just the exposure to them and getting to glean some information from them, just their knowledge and experience, because it's not only the course materials they cover, but they also share, you know, a lot of personal experiences they've had and some, you know, how to avoid some different landmines that they may have stepped on along their professional journey and things like that. So just a great opportunity all around.
Yeah, I would agree with those. I was a student of NCOU in 2021 in Austin, and the networking really helped me out there. And then even when I got back with doing casework with my staff, we had some issues with another state that we couldn't find anything. And it happened that somebody in NCOU was from that state. So I was able to reach out to them and get what we needed to deal with our case in Ohio. So I would definitely agree and say that networking is a huge part of it.
Yeah, I had and kind of going back to my experience in 2018, our instructors were Charles Smith and Kim Newsom Bridges, and they were both exceptional in that role. But I remember we went to the group went to dinner one night, and there was another partner of mine from Georgia that was in the cohort, and she was kind of in a promotional opportunity situation and was not sure if she wanted to take that step. And just so happened that Charles sat across the table from us. So I posed the question to Charles, well, what do you think about, you know, somebody that's in this situation, sort of explained the situation this person was in. And he gave some great advice. And she ultimately, when the opportunity came, she stepped in for it. And she's now the director in Georgia. So, you know, you kind of never know where things are going to lead. So
I think just looking at, John, to your point, the alumni that come out of NCOU, I don't know if we've ever done any studies or anything, but people really like seem to accelerate, and our alumni are some of the top, you know, child support trailblazers in the country. So I think that speaks highly to the program to build confidence, build that network, understand the program on a deeper level.
Yeah, I agree.
Definitely. With NCOU, there's now two sessions of it, one at the policy forum that you mentioned, but there's also one at the leadership symposium. So what made the committee start that second session?
So I'll tackle this one because I was kind of one of the co-chairs of the NCU committee when that started. And actually, the committee didn't really make the decision for that. It was kind of sparked from a situation one of the leadership symposium conferences where there was a session on policy. I guess it went very well. And then afterwards, the executive director at the time, Anne Marie Ruskin, and the executive committee for NCIA started having some conversations about, well, what if we decided to, you know, add another NCU cohort for the policy forum that focused more on policy. So there, you know, that discussion kind of took root, and the decision was made to add that second cohort at the policy forum. So the first year for that was in 2023, and this year we just finished up, you know, a little over a month ago, was the second cohort. So yeah, it's really exciting that was added and will continue, and it kind of gives a different focus, you know, than the one at the leadership symposium, but it's just another good opportunity for people to take advantage of the NCU opportunity.
Are both of the sessions the same material, and are they led by the same instructors?
Maureen, you want to tackle this one?
Sure. No, the sessions are different and led by different instructors. This year, we had phenomenal instructors with Margot Bean and Lisa Skinador. And really the focus is on policy and program advocacy. And one of the students, I call them students, participants that went through it this year, her favorite part that she told me about was the visit to Capitol Hill. If you've never been, that's a really intimidating place to go by yourself or to organize a trip. And Lisa has a lot of experience in working over there and is really comfortable. So everyone really felt at ease and learned a lot about some of the policy initiatives that even NC is up to, the federal government, OCSS is up to. So it's digging a little bit into the more of the legislative components, the advocacy part. They have different focuses, but the networking is phenomenal on both.
Yeah. And of course the leadership symposium, the session there, it's had different kind of themes through the years. While the policy forum focuses mostly on policy and advocacy, the leadership symposium will kind of tackle different parts of leadership. And the one going on now is called Leading with Heart with Robbie and Laura. And that's really just an opportunity for the attendees to kind of learn how to lead with their heart and lead with empathy, which I think is a big thing right now in today's work environment. Some of the past topics have been improving program performance. When I attended in 2018, it was effective advocacy. Prior to that, it was from concept to completion. And the initial one, which was held in 2014, was also strategies for increasing program performance. So it is a variety of things, but again, with leadership symposium being the overarching theme of the conference, that session typically focuses more on leadership.
And what better instructors for Leading with the Heart with Robbie and Laurie Van Busker? I mean, they're like the epitome of leadership with empathy. So it's going to be another phenomenal session.
Then I'm assuming then that there are two separate application processes for the policy forum and the leadership symposium. Is that right?
Yes.
And so when will the applications for the leadership symposium start to be accepted?
That's coming up very quickly. Right now, the plan is for those, the call for applicants will open up right at the beginning of April. And there'll be a period of time for people to apply. And then our NCU committee gets to get to work after that and go through the process of making the attendee selections.
Okay. Talking about the committee and the selections, what does the committee look for on applications, and what can people do to make their application stand out?
Well, that's a really good question. This was my first year co-chairing with John, and just shout out to John because he's been amazing. And I didn't go through NCAU myself, so I've had a lot to get up to speed with. So our committee is 25 amazing child support professionals from around the country. And it was quite a task. This was my first year going through it. We had, I don't remember the exact number this year, John, 50?
I want to say it was like 63 or 64, something like that.
Yeah, for 25 spots, Lisa. So it's pretty competitive. But we do look at their current positions and leadership roles that they're currently in. We ensure that they've got their supervisor approval, of course, and are able to travel for the session. And then we ask them a few different questions, and we go through and kind of try to make an assessment about, if this session is a good fit, if they're to make sure that what they're trying to get out of the session is what we're offering. So if somebody's looking for different types of leadership skills than the session's currently offering, we try to make that assessment. And then we kind of generally look to make sure that we're creating a diverse, like we're getting people from, one of the things I love about NC is the private public partnerships, that we want to ensure that we've got, a balance of geographic folks from different levels of leadership, that we're also looking to make sure that we've got private and public and different size states. And so we try to make, the best we can. And then, one of the things that came out this year was several I mean, I don't remember how many, but quite a few had applied multiple times. So we have that information as well. And so that, I think that kind of weighed into people's decisions as well, because these are really dedicated people that really want to go. So yeah, those are some of the things that we look at.
I'll add too that I think some things to help your application stand out is the questions that Maureen mentioned that you answer is, try to be as sincere in your responses, because I think that can come across, when we're reading the applications. If we see somebody that just has a really sincere and I don't know, thorough response to the question that's being asked. When I say thorough, I don't mean like, pages long, but as I like to say, thorough but concise at the same time. But just pay attention to what you're putting down there. Don't just throw something down there for the sake of getting an answer on there. Just that's where you need to give it the most thought and most attention, and try to make it something that's going to jump out at the committee as they read through them.
Yeah, don't just use ChatGPT. No, I'm just kidding.
And this is a question I just thought of when you mentioned multiple applications. Have you seen on the committee the applicants, they've gone through NCOU previously a couple of years ago? Do they try to come back and do the program again?
We have had some that have completed NCU apply for the other cohort. So, for example, we've had a couple that completed the Leadership Symposium NCU class that applied for the NCU Policy Forum class because it's different. So, that's okay to do that. If somebody has completed like Leadership Symposium and then applies for Leadership Symposium again, they probably won't be, kind of considered toward the top of the list. But as far as, if you're interested in the other session, that's okay.
So, who should apply for the NCAU sessions?
I'll start off on this one, and Maureen, you can add your thoughts on it too. But NCU is really for child support professionals that are interested in enhancing their leadership skills and professional development in the child support community. It helps them with their ability to advocate for their program. It's a great experience for up and coming child support leaders who want to expand their knowledge on the child support program at the big picture level. And it provides them an excellent networking opportunity to meet and establish relationships with other child support professionals from across the country. So really, to me, anybody that is looking at child support in the long term type career, I think they would definitely benefit from the NCU process.
Yeah, I think John said it all. I mean, I think all varying levels of leadership, I think, kind of the number one qualifier is, are you interested in child support as a career? And are you interested in leadership? And are you going into this with, kind of an open mind and open heart to expand and learn and network? And I mean, are you motivated? That's, I think, the biggest qualifier. But yeah, I think John said everything perfectly.
All right. Those were really all of the questions I had for the two of you as the chairs of the NCU committee. So thank you both for taking the time to talk about this today. I really appreciate it. And on behalf of the NCU Communications Committee, thank you to John and Maureen for coming in.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
On Location is available on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and anywhere you get your podcasts. We have a lot of great episodes on the way, so be sure to subscribe and listen to all of our previous episodes as well. We also appreciate your ratings, your feedback, your comments, and your suggestions. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, please reach out to us on the contact link on our website. On Location is a production of the NCU Communications Committee with special production assistance from Joe Mamlin and me. Thanks again for joining me. I'm Tim Leitner, and this has been On Location.